From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his next message in a series on the subject of prayer. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." In dealing with this most intimate aspect of the Christian life, Christ gave some very specific instructions. One of these was an admonition against mere outward show in spiritual exercises. Those who would flaunt their supposed spirituality, but whose lives display no obedience to God's word, are termed hypocrites by the Savior. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, "The Public Reward of Private Prayer." First, however, he takes the opportunity to draw attention to the simple explanation of the gospel as found in his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life.
In an age when greed and selfishness are everywhere around us, this may sound like a foolish question, but do you ever stop to think much about you? Now, I mean this in a very biblical way. Do you ever stop to think of what you are, where you stand with God, and where you're headed? The Bible says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All have sinned, and all are constantly coming short of the glory of God. So all men are sinners. That sounds like bad news, but the Bible has good news for sinners, because sinners can be saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It goes on to say, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. In Hebrews 7:25, the Bible tells us that he is able to save to the uttermost. It's our desire here at Let the Bible Speak that all of you who listen in to our program would know Christ as personal Savior. If we can help you to him, then that would be our privilege. You may always contact us for a free copy of my booklet, A New Beginning, and that will tell you what God says about you and what God says about how you may be right with him and walk with him. I trust that you'll write today and ask for your copy of the booklet, A New Beginning.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you have tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the program format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then we give you our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we'd be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's relatively easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. That's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
So we come back this morning to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 6. We read verses 5 and 6 to get the entire sense. We have looked at the passage 5 through 8. We have been looking at chapter 6 and verse 6, and we will be doing that again in this morning's service. But first, let's read verses 5 and 6. The words of the Lord Jesus: "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His Word. This morning I want to spend time particularly on the last part of the verse. "Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Now here is a wonderful thing. The Lord Jesus tells us very plainly that there are some people who long for public acclaim as holy men, as men of God, and men of prayer. They do everything to create that aura about themselves, or should I say, to create that illusion about themselves, that they are men who have very special access to God and power with God in the place of prayer. Yet, says the Lord Jesus, they will never have anything but the brief, shallow admiration of easily impressed men. In the end, they'll stand condemned before God, as all hypocrites will, disowned by God, with nothing good at all to show for their pretended spirituality. So there are some people who want everybody to think they are great people of prayer. Take good care that people come to that conclusion. But then on the other hand, the Lord Jesus tells us that there are other people who court no public acclaim for their private devotions. Indeed, they would be embarrassed by public acclaim for such private praying. Their chief concern is not what people think at all. Their chief concern is real, and emphasize the real, communion with God. They desire God. They desire to get alone with God. And far from human view, shut off from what men may see or think or be impressed by, these people rejoice in the radiance of the Savior's face and in the reality of the Savior's fellowship. And yet, the Lord Jesus says, these people who court no public acclaim for their prayer lives, these people will have the Lord's public endorsement and the Lord's public acknowledgement, because He says, your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Those who truly seek the Lord in the secret place don't do so for public acknowledgement. They don't do so even looking forward to public acknowledgement. It's not the idea that someday men are going to see me for what I truly am and for how good and great I truly am. That's not what drives a man of God to pray. Their desire is very much more immediate, and their desire is very much humbler. They wish to commune with their Father. They desire to invoke the Father's help in all their earthly and spiritual needs. And they yearn to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Lord will answer those prayers. The Lord will meet those desires. This is part of the reward that the Savior is speaking of. When people desire communion with God, they'll have it. When people desire to pour out their heart's needs before the Lord will hear them. When people yearn to be conformed to the image of Christ, the Holy Spirit will, through the discipline of His Word, through the leading that He gives them day by day, through the circumstances and the battles with the flesh and the world and the devil, He will conform them more and more in holiness and sanctification. But it'll go a lot further. And there will come the day, as I indicated last week, when there be a gathering of heaven and earth, when the throne of God will be seen in all its centrality, sovereignty and power. And God will gather all the professing Christians before Him. And He will separate the true from the false, the real from the hypocrite, the saved from the pseudo-Christian. And He will say to those on His right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father." God will acknowledge them openly, endorse them openly, and receive them, as the Scripture puts it, into everlasting habitations. In other words, He will do what Paul assures us the Lord always does. In Ephesians 3:20, Paul says the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We come asking for communion. We come spreading our immediate needs. We come to be conformed to the image of Christ. We come wrapped up in the secrecy of the closet life of prayer. God will meet us there and answer us there. But there's a day coming when the closet will be behind us forever. And there will be before heaven and earth, if I could put it this way, God boasting in His redeemed church. That's not too much to say. Ephesians chapter 3 says that He will show His glory before the very angels of heaven and the demons of hell. He will parade His glory, not in the stars that He has created, not in the angels that wing their way to do His will, but in the sinners whom He has saved by grace, in the church which He has redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb. This is what the Savior's teaching us then in the text. Let me put it in a very simple sentence that you'll, I trust, take to heart. That God rewards His people according to what He sees in their private life of prayer. God rewards His people according to what He sees in their private life of prayer. This is what I want us to be thinking of this morning. This whole idea of public reward for private prayer. Let me remark very simply that God sees our private life. That's very obvious from what the Savior says. Your Father, which seeth in secret. Remember what I pointed out last week? The phrase "in secret" means in the hidden place. Your Father sees what is hidden. Your Father sees what none else can see. Now remember that what is said here is said as a comfort to the people of God.
doesn't sound much of a comfort to many other people. This is a thought that frightens and alarms many. And we can understand that feeling. I think anybody who doesn't feel a little trembling at the idea that God sees into the secret place, into the hidden things, that He sees what no one else can see, I think anybody who doesn't tremble somewhat at that is hardly understanding it, because every Christian feels how unworthy he is of anything but censure from God because of his own lack of progress and personal holiness. Where is the man or the woman who can look God in the face and say, Lord, I am where I ought to be. I am all that I ought to be. I am making the progress that I ought to make. I'm praying as I ought to pray. I love the Lord as I ought to love Him. I evangelize the lost as I ought to evangelize them. Where is the man who can look the Lord in the face and say, Lord, I am everything that you could ever expect a Christian to be? We must all hang our heads in shame. For when we ought to be teachers, we still need to be taught. When we ought to be, as Paul puts it, an understanding, be men, we're still little children. When we ought to be mighty soldiers, we are merely too often camp followers. When we ought to be aflame with the love of God, our hearts are all too Laodicean, neither cold nor hot. So there's not one of us who can simply insulate himself from this thought that the Lord sees to the very secret place. But as the Savior deals with it here, the point he's making is that only hypocrites and Christ rejectors need to be alarmed. The people who really need to be alarmed, the Lord knows there are plenty of them. It is our duty, as we love our souls and love our God, it is our duty to make sure that we are not among them. There are all too many people who make their religion, their religious profession, a cloak of maliciousness, as Paul calls it. A cloak to cover up a life of malice. An outward show that hides an inward corruption. A profession of love for God, covering a heart of hatred for God. A profession of interest in the things of God, covering up an inside reality of no interest in the things of God. Those who make religion a cloak of maliciousness indeed have every cause to tremble.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.